So Conor, all set to go for 2024, your first season as a Saint. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, buzzing, Jamie. Can't wait to get going. It's been a, you know, it's been a tough 6 to 8 weeks in pre-season in December and January, but you know, everyone's flying fit and I just can't wait to get going.
Yeah, how was your first full pre-season being as a full-time footballer?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, Paulie's put us through our paces, but that's what you want. You need to, you know, work hard to get the rewards. So everyone's, again, as I said, is flying fit and just looking forward to going to the first game.
What have the main challenges been of pre-season? And you might just give an insight into what you guys have been doing, because it's been a mix of a lot of things to get fully fit for a kick-off in Galway.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things, mainly on the pitch, in the gym as well. But there's been, you know, days in the Phoenix Park where it's been really, really tough compared to other days. But, you know, it's all about just kind of getting match fit. We've had 2 or 3 90 minutes under our belts as well. So, look, it's all the prep has gone well, and now we need to put it right in the first game of the season.
Yeah, how have you found the pre-season games as well? Of course, we had the Leinster Senior Cup, which is the first time we've had competitive matches in pre-season, the President's Cup game as well. So everyone seems we've got lots of minutes in various different partnerships and stuff to get to know all your new teammates.
Yeah, of course, and I think that's important because, again, you're not, throughout the season, there's going to be injuries, suspensions. You're not going to play with just sort of one team. So, you know, we played in a couple of different teams, a couple of 90 minutes with different personnel. So that's important. And now everything's looking well for the first game of the season.
You would have faced Galway a little bit in the league across your time at your previous clubs down there in Eamon DC Park. Always a very difficult place for teams to go. We know it's going to be packed on Friday with the UAN sold out, and I'm sure thousands of Galway fans there as well. What do you make of our opening trip?
Yeah, I don't think any team is going to have an easy trip down to Galway this year. I know from previous experience that it's a hard place to go. You know, very rarely have got a win out of there as well, so it's going to be tough. They're a really, really good side, had a really good year last year as well, so you know, we're expecting a really tough challenge, but again, I think we're fully prepared to go into the game and get 3 points.
Yeah, we're excited by our squad as well, and the squad that John and the club and the coaching staff have built as well. Lots of new recruits like yourself, but a good core of the squad have remained, and a good few of the academy boys still around it as well, so it's an exciting group, I'm sure, to be a part of.
Yeah, no, it is 100%. There's a good mix of experience and youth there as well, so you know, everyone's ready to go, and I think we have a really, really good balance there between experience and youth as well.
And in terms of just aims and objectives personally for the season as well, again, it's your first time in senior football, but you're an experienced player across your time at number of clubs, Cabinteely, Drogheda, your time up north as well, and I'm sure you'd be looking to hit the ground running. Good competition at centre-back as well.
Yeah, no, and that's important as well. I think there's 4 lads there that all could play in any league game, so again, competition is good, but again, for me, it's about trying to play every game, and at the end of it, you know, winning trophies is the main aim as well. So I'm excited by it, and I just can't wait to get going.